The Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Beis is in the middle of the story of David HaMelech. But before we get there, I'll just review where we're up to over here. The Gemara had a question that was asked and posed as follows. They asked Le'elim Rab Tanchum de Minoy in the beginning of Lamed Aleph, and they asked the question, Ma'u lechabes butzina denuga mikame be'isha b'shabato? Are you allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos for a choyla? She'esh b'sakona. Now, Rashi says, before he answered this question, which is going to be later on Amud Beis, they first went into Agadata. The derech was, before you learn halach, you learn Agada, to get people into it. The Goyin says a little more than that, and he says, since he saw that the question posed was such a severe question, are you allowed to extinguish a candle for a choyle sheish b'sakona? So since he saw that they did not know this basic halacha of a chay b'hem, how important it is, how important a person's life is, how precious it is, that you're supposed to be mechal Shabbos, whatever it is, to save him, even chay yishah. So he said, I want to make sure they remember this. So I'm going to say divri agoda, when I say agada to Gemara, so then I get them totally involved and they will remember for the future. They won't ask such a question. That's how the Goyin explains it. So what happened was, the agadata was, he asked the following contradiction. Number one, what does it mean? David HaMelech says, Le'amesim haluka, that people that are amesim can't praise Hashem. That's referring to Torah mitzvahs. Once you pass on, there's no Torah mitzvahs. Then he says, Shaul HaMelech seems contradictory to that. V'shavach ni yisameisim, I praise the dead over the living. David HaMelech says that the dead cannot praise Hashem because they can't do mitzvahs. So this Gemara said on that three terutzim. Terutz number one, it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah that after the Chet HaEgel, only when he mentions Chus Ovis of the ones that were dead, the Ovis, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that's when his tefillahs were answered. So we see the Mesim are greater than the living. Second Terutz was Moshe Rabbeinu, humanly made out of flesh, a king made out of flesh, boss of Adam, when he makes a takana, they don't follow his laws after he passed on. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, the takonis that he made, like learning Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, until today we still follow it. So we see Shavach and Isameisim. The third Teretz, the Gemara says, at the time when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to bring the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Shorim did not allow him. They wanted to devour him until he mentioned the Tzchus of David HaMelech. So we see Shavach and Isameisim again, that the Meisim are greater. Those were the three Terutzim in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, what about Shlomo HaMelech says, that kilekele v'chai who toy Maria Meis, which is contradictory to what we just finished saying now in Kalos itself, that a living dog is greater than a dead lion. Now a lion, we know obviously is greater than a dog, but a living one is greater than a dead one. So we see the living are greater than the dead. So the Gemara says, that is referring to, and that's what we're up to. Zok the Gemara again, we'll start from there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. With the Kama Shloim, kilekele v'chai toy Maria Meis, that's going in Rav Yehuda Magav, which is a halacha in Hilcha Shabbos, we'll see soon. The Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, my dechsev, David HaMelech asked the Eibishter, Hoideini Hashem Kitzi, let me know the future, what's going to take place with me. Umidas Yomai, and how many years I'm going to live. Mahi, Eido Machodal Ani, or let me know which day I'm going to pass on. Omer David Lefin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hoideini Hashem Kitzi, let me know my future. This is gzer, we don't let a person know his future beforehand. Umidas yomai, let me know how many years I'm going to live. Gzerim lefonai, the Eibush answered likewise, ein madin midas yomav shel odom. Ve'edom achod l'ani, so don't let me know how old I'm going to be when I'm nifta, but let me know which day of the week I'm going to be nifta. Omaloi, so he told him, b'shabes tomus. You'll die, you'll be nifta on Shabbos. The Ben Yehoyada says, why was he so interested in knowing the day that he's going to die? Why is it relevant? So we see soon in the Gemara, because he learned that day, because Torah protects you. But he says a little more than that. He says, he wanted to show his enemies that, he explains that Torah protects you from a Misa Shaloi Bizmano. If you learn Torah cannot, the Misa Shaloi Bizmano, a death prior to your time, you will not die. It doesn't protect you from a Misa Bizmano. So he wanted to show, look, I'm learning and I'm going to be nifta. It must be that I'm dying a Misa Bizmanoi and not a Misa Shloi Bizmanoi. You're saying that my sin of Bathsheba still has an effect on me and I'm going to die prior to my time. Look, I'm learning and I'm still being nifta, even the day that I'm supposed to be dying and I'm going to be nifta, because it shows me that the Misa of mine is a Misa Bizmanoi. It's the proper time I'm supposed to die. It's not an earlier time, because otherwise Torah would have protected me. That was the reason he explains why he wanted to know the day. So the main thing is he asked Hashem which day. Omalois Hashem told him, B'Shabbos Thomas, you'll die on Shabbos. So he asked him, why Shabbos? Shabbos, I won't be able to be Isaac and Hesped. When it comes to Shabbos, I won't be able to bury me. The mace is Muktzah. So he said, what about Echad B'Shabbos? Let me die in Echad B'Shabbos on Sunday. It's already the time of the kingdom of your son Shlomo. And one kingdom cannot overlap another one. Even a hair breadth. So he can't be together. So David HaMelech said, let me die in Erev Shabbos. Amalai, no. You want to take off one day of your life? One day of your life is more than 1,000 oilers that your son Shlomo will bring. This is what got up to. So what happened was, so the whole Shabbos he sat and learned because he knew he was going to die in a Shabbos. That means like Pasuk Pum Megillah, he didn't stop for a second. And the reason is because the Malach HaMoves, Rabbeinu Bechaya says this, Torah is Eitz HaChayim. And the Malach HaMoves cannot have an effect on Eitz HaChayim. And that's why it doesn't go together. And when a person is nifted, it's only because he stopped learning. Learning and Eitz HaChayim and Misa don't go together. The Panim Yofes does say that tzaddikim that die sometimes while they're learning is because that's a Misa's Neshika. A Misa's Neshika because death and Torah do not go together. Eitz HaChayim, Chayim and Misa don't go together. So what happened was Kol Yom de Shabbat Avi Yosef Begoris Kol Yom. How we Yom de Boil Menach Nafshei. The day that he was supposed to pass on, Kol Malach HaMoves Kamei Velo Yochelei. The Malach HaMoves attempted, but he couldn't get a hold of him. He was sitting and learning. And Torah and death do not go together. Zog Demo de Lo Yochelei de Lava Pozik Pum Megillah. He did not stop learning for a second. Omar. So the Malach HaMoves said, Maya Avidlei, what should I do? Havelei Bustina Achoy Rebeisa. There was a Bustina, which is a bush that was behind his home. Also, Malach HaMoves, Solik Ubochish Be'ilna. So he went and he shook up some of the trees. So he shook up the trees, so it made a noise. Once that noise came out of the backyard, so Nofak Lemichzi, the David HaMelech stopped for a second to see what's going on. Have a Solik Bedago. He went down the stairwell. If his dago and the stairwell caved in, and that's how he was nifta. If his dago mitusei, ishtik v'noch nafshein, that's how he was nifta. So what happened was, David HaMelech was mutl now in the garden, outside of his palace, because the stairwell caved in. Sholach shleim levei medrasha. And this is what we said before, kelev achai is greater than ari ameis, legabi this halach of Hilchos Shabbos. That's what Shleim HaMelech is referring to. Sholach shleim levei medrasha. Shleim HaMelech had a question that he posed to the Beis Medrash. Abba Meis, my father, David HaMelech was nifta, umutl b'chama, and he's now in a bizayin, he's sitting in the sun, a corpse, uklovim shal beis abba re'evim, and likewise, my father's dogs, outside in the yard, are hungry too. I don't want them to, chas v'sholem, use my father as to quench their hunger. But l'maisa, they have to be fed. My esse, shol chulei, so they told him, number one, about the dog, chatech nevela v'hanach l'pnei klovim. You're allowed to cut a nevela and give it the dogs to eat. That's question number one. Va'avicha, and your father is mukta, a mace is mukta, you have nothing from it. But hanach olav kikroi tinok, place a child or place a loaf of bread on top of the corpse, v'tiltala, and then you can lift him. Now this is a heter in mukta. We don't use this heter for every mukta. If you have something mukta, you don't just place a loaf of bread on it and then lift it. Because of Bizoyin Ameis, because of the Kovet Ameis, so we allowed you to carry Muktzah in such a manner. And the Rishonim explained, what's the reason you can carry Muktzah when you have a kikar, a loaf of bread on top of a mace, even though the mace is Muktzah? One explanation is, because the mace becomes bottle to the kikar, or to the tinok, so you're carrying the ikar as the tinok. And the other pshat is, because it becomes like a meter to the tinok. It becomes like a bed. You're allowed to carry a bed together with something else. That's Amuksa, that's like holding it up. So that's why he was able to do it. But Stam Muksa, we don't allow, only because of Bizayin Ameis that was involved too. Zok de Gemara, V'lo yofa ome Shloime, and this is not correct what Shloime HaMelech said. Ki lekelev chai, a live dog. You see what happened with the dogs? The dogs he fed regular. Who toy min Ari Ameis is greater than Ari Ameis, is greater than my father, an Ari, a lion. David HaMelech was a lion. A roaring lion, but now he's mace. So that's the pshat in Koheles. Of course, mace him are better. And like we bought three terutzim, why the schus of the ovis and the mace him have a greater effect than the chayim. But this is referring to specific halach in Shabbos, ki lekelev chai hu tov min ari ameis. Meaning, for the takon of the klovim, You didn't have to do a special shinui in the tiltal of the nevela. You fed the dogs regularly. Mashenka, when it comes to the Ari HaMeis, you couldn't carry regular Dovra Melech. You had to place the kikar and the tinnik on top of him. That's one pshat. And Rashi has another pshat because they first answered him about the dog before they answered him about the question about his father, about the lion. And Gabi, the question, meaning, now back to the original question. The question that was posed before this Agadah to Gemara, Ma'u lechabois, are you allowed to extinguish a candle for Be'isha for a choyl on Shabbos? Ulin she'ela deshil nekad mechon, are you allowed to extinguish a candle for a pikuach nefesh? Now he had their attention, like the Gaon explained. Ner kuyiner, v'nishmosa shalodim kuyiner. A candle is a candle, and the neshama of a person is also a candle. The neshama is lighting the person's, in the neshama of the person is like a candle. So, mutav shechabe ner shal bosa v'dom, it's better, it's more important, it takes precedence to extinguish a ner of Bosa V'dom, a physical candle, b'pnei ner shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure, to ensure that the candle of the Eibishter, meaning the Neshama, remains lit. So you're allowed to extinguish a candle to ensure that the candle of a person, the Neshama of a person, remains lit. And that's how he answered that original question that was posed. Rashi says, this is not really the reason why you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh. We know that because of a Chai Bohem. There's a pasuk that says, V'chai behem v'lo shiyomus behem. You have to live by the Torah. Torah is Torah sachayim. V'chai behem. So you have to do anything to ensure a person should live. That's why you extinguish a candle. If this is a question of life and death, of course you extinguish. So Rashi says, Rashi bavons this, Lama hochi yalav chil Shabbos, de pekuach nefech nafkelon bi v'chai behem. Elo lahatimon adova ba'agoda meshechas es alev. Again, it's only because he wanted to finish with Divrei Agadata to make sure that they instill it in them and they'll remember this. So, the neshama of a person's a ner, and this is a ner. It's better to extinguish a physical ner than the Eibush's ner. Like this, he said it in Derech Terush. Like Rashi says, the Amratzim and Noshim that came, so he wanted them to be Moishach Libo. Talk to Gemara about the two dots. Omer Rav Yudah B'Rei Rav Shmuel Bashilas Mishmei Rav. Bikshu Chachomim Lignoi Sefer Keheles. The Chachomim wanted to put into Gniza and bury Sefer Keheles. Mipnei Shedvorav Soysen Zeh. The words of Keheles are contradictory. Umdei Maloi Gonzua. And why did they not put it into Gniza? Mipnei Shedchilose Divitera. The onset, the beginning of Keheles Divitera. V'sofe Divitera. Chilose Divitera Dichsev. It says, Ma Yisroin La'odom B'chol Amoloi Shiyama Tachas HaShemesh. What does a person have from his toiling under the sun, meaning in this world. It means you have nothing from all your toil in this world under the sun, meaning in this world, only for things that are tachas Hashemesh. But koidem shemesh yeshloi. But for whatever was created before the sun, which is referring to the Torah was before the sun, because the Torah was koidem Hashemesh, so then it's not called my Yisroin. Then that's the purpose of your Amal. Your toil is not worth it for all the things in this world, but it's worth it, it's important, and it's worth everything. It's not a Yisroin. It's for the things that are Koidem HaShemesh, which is the beginning of the Keheles showing us that Torah is supreme. It's not my Yisroin. It's for the things that are Koidem HaShemesh, which is referring to Torah. But if you harv in learning, which is Koidem HaShemesh, then there is a Yisroin. It's well worth it. The Goyin in the Bir, it's brought down in the Bir of the Agodas in Psochim Davov. The Gemara says in Psochim that At Shomayim Chazdecho, that's until the heaven is your Chesed, is referring to Torah Shaloi Lishma, someone who learned Torah Shaloi Lishma. And Me'al Shomayim Chazdecho, above the heaven, is someone who learned Torah Lishma. So it goes together with this Gemara. That means, he says, before the Shemesh, there's a Yisroin. Meaning, if someone learns before the Shemesh, meaning if you learn Torah, Shaloi Lishma, so then you get the Schar in this world. Only, Masha Enkein, if it's Koidem HaShemesh, meaning Koidem HaShemesh, then you get Schar in the next world too. Torah Shaloi Lishma is only Schar of Tachas HaShemesh. Masha Enkein, Lishma, it's Koidem HaShemesh, the Schar is even in the next world. Zog the Gemara weiter. So we see that the beginning of Keheles is Divrei Torah. Sofer Divrei Torah, where do we see that the end of Keheles and they weren't going as it is Divrei Torah and Chsiv? Sof Dover HaKol Nishma, Es Elokim Yireves Mitzvah Yisov Shemor Kizek Al Odom. At the end of the day, the bottom line is a person that has Yir Shamayim and follows the Eibush's mitzvahs. That is everything. Life is only about that. Mikey Zekalodim, what does it mean? This is everything. Someone who has Yir Shamayim, the whole world was created for this person. This person is worthy. He's comparable. He's shokul. He weighs connected kol ha'olam kuloi. Someone has Yir Shamayim. The whole world was only created in order to accompany this person. So we explained why the beginning of Kehelas and the end of Kehelas are all about Torah. So that's it. They weren't going is it. Where are the contradictory words? It's better to be angry than laughter. And it says in another place in Kehelas, that when it came to laughter, I praise laughter. So here it says, you're praising laughter, and here you're saying, anger is even better than laughter. Another contradiction. I praise joy, simcha. What does simcha do to a person? So it's contradictory. So Gemara says, these are not contradictory statements. Like Asha. What does it mean, anger is better than laughter? It's worth it, the anger, the punishment that the Eibush gives to tzaddikim in this world, then the reward that the Rishoyim for the minimal mitzvahs that they have, they receive in this world. The kas that we receive, that tzaddikim receive in this world, is better than the simcha that the Rishoyim receive, their reward in this world, because Hashem wants to give the tzaddikim the reward in the next world. So that's why it's not contradictory. That's what it means, that toiv kas mischoik, ulischoik amarti mahalal. And when I said that schoik is praiseworthy, that's referring to zeschoik shemesachka kodesh bochum et tzadikim oilam habo. That's the schoik, that's the ultimate reward that the Eibishter is going to give to the tzadikim in the next world. So on the one hand, kas is good, which is referring to, so to speak, the suffering and punishment in this world. And the schoik is mahalal is referring to the schar in the next world. On the one hand, it says, I praise Simcha, joy. So, and then it says, that Simcha maza oisa. Simcha is nothing to look forward to. It's not something that your person has to be joyous about. So it seems contradictory. Simcha is referring to Simcha shal mitzvah. The Simcha of the mitzvah, that's something that's very praiseworthy. And Rashi says, what's Simcha shal mitzvah? Kegoy nachnosas kala. Like bringing a kala to the chuppah. That's a Simcha shal mitzvah. Moshe and Dibris Moshe says you could have said for the same price. Rashi could have said Simcha of Mitzvah of Simchas Yontef or Simchas Beis She'eva. So there's other Simchas. Others ask, I think the Torah Tamima, he asks that why does Rashi have to say reasons of types of Simcha? He could have just said any time a person does a Mitzvah, there's a Simcha of Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's Simcha. It seems to imply that we're looking for a Simcha where the Guf HaMitzvah is the Simcha. Not the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah is the Simcha. Hachnos Kala, the Mitzvah is to be B'Simcha. Simchas Yontef, the Mitzvah is the Simcha. That's the Simcha that we're referring to, is V'Shavachten Yisa Simcha. Ule Simcha Maze Oysa. And what does Simcha do to a person? What is that referring to? Zog Demozu Simcha She'en Shal Mitzvah. Simcha not Shal Mitzvah. So that Simcha is nothing. The Lamdecha is coming to teach us. The Shechina does not rest on a person out of sadness, out of depression, out of boredom, or out of stam hoilulus, just being besimcha for no reason, or out of being kal roish, not being a kalas roish, or stam when a person is schmoozing. Or Sami says dvar betelim. Elam mitoch dvar simcha shal mitzvah. The shechina is sure in a person. Shechina nevua is only b'simcha shal mitzvah. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, va'ata kuli menagen. Bring me out of menagen that will make me b'simcha. V'hoye kenagen amenagen va'ati olav yad Hashem. And that's when he was zeicha to yad Hashem. That's when he zeicha to nevua. So we see nevua is sure in a person only mitoch simcha. Om Rav Yehuda v'chein ledvar halacha. Likewise, when it comes to a dvar halacha, that's when a person is zoicha to dvar halacha. You first have to start off with simcha. You have to start with mila b'dichusa. Even when you say dvar halacha, start off with something that's a divrei chidu, divrei simcha, dvar agadata. So that's again for you have to start with simcha. You have to be in a good mood. Omar Rava v'chein l'chaloyim toiv. Likewise, if a person goes to sleep mitoch simcha, so then he's zoicha sometimes to chaloyim toiv. And the Maral explains, because the Chaloim is Toiv, is 1/60 of Nevuah. And just like Ein Shechina Shoira, that you're not Zerchet to Nevuah, only B'Toiv Simcha. So who had in Chaloim Toiv, you have to be B'Simcha. Zog the Gemara, Eini, V'Omer Rav Gil, L'Omer Rav, Kol Talmud Chochem, Shiyoshel V'Nei Rabboi. A Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rebbe, V'Ein Sif Soiv Soiv, Noit Tvoiz Mar, and his lips are not dripping with merirus, with bitterness, if you're not sitting with all seriousness and seeming to imply that you shouldn't be besimcha, you have to be very serious and sad, or mar, tichveno, he should be burnt. So we see clearly that simcha is not something that you should have when you learn. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. So when you learn, it has to be mar over. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, it depends who. Ha rabbo, the Rebbe that wants to impart the Torah, he has to be besimcha in order that the Talmidim will grasp and be interested. Ha Talmid, but the student has to sit there and with all seriousness, with emas rabbi, with the fear of his Rebbe, and noit vez maher. B-boy same another teretz, hova b'rabbi, both of psukim are referring to the Rebbe. And what does it depend on? V'loi kasha. Homi kamed liftach before you started learning, so you'd start besimcha in order to get them interested. Hala bosa de pasach. After the learning started, then it has to be with all seriousness. Ki ho de rabbi mekamed de pasach alu rabbonon. Before they started learning, oma milse de b'dichusa, he said a joke, he got them into the learning. Ubatchi rabbonon, rabbonon laughed. So when rabbi gave a shiur, first he started off with a good joke. And then he got them into the learning. So like this, you're into it, even by the Rebbe, to start off. But once he started, then it was all seriousness. So the Pnei Yeshua in the Psichot HaKesubah says, this doesn't mean stam, dvorim shel choyl, divrei choyl, just a good joke. It wasn't saying a joke, it wasn't stand-up comedian. Because it means that he did a schoik of a mitzvah, meaning he said a divrei chidut, he said a good riddle, something in halacha, divrei agoda. That's what it means, he said a milsa b'dichusa. It doesn't stam mean a joke. Reb Moshe and Dibbis Moshe, he says not like that. He says, in his Oros and Shabbos, he says that if you're saying a divrei choyl b'dichusa, in order that the learning should instill the learning in the Talmud, that gufa makes it a simcha shal mitzvah. True, it was a joke, it was b'dichusa, it was divrei choyl. But if your intent is, in order that the learning you should instill the learning in the Talmud, so that's simcha shal mitzvah. That's not called stam divrei choyl, because the Pnei Yeshua says, how could it be stam divrei choyl? Torah is, Shechina is not sure what we just said. B'teschoik, b'kalosroish, dvorim b'teilim. So how could it be dvorim b'teilim? So the Moshe says, this is simcha shal mitzvah. If you say, start off as a good joke, there were three people, a Polak, a this and a that, but you get them into it, so that also makes it simcha shal mitzvah. Zog the Mara, L'soif, or when it comes to the end, meaning Yasve be'emsa uposch b'shmaitz, and then he started learning. V'af, Nadag Mara said, so that's how Kehelis was contradictory, and it's not really contradictory. V'af Sefer Mishli, and likewise Sefer Mishli, also Bikshu Lignois, they wanted to put into Gniza and put it in and bury it. Because it seems like the words were also contradictory. Why weren't they going? Is it Amri? So they said, we were ma'ayin in Sefer Kehelis and we answered the contradictions. So likewise, do over here. So Tataima, we have Ashkin Taima, so Chanami la'ayin, but let's be ma'ayin and we'll see, it's not contradictory. Where's the contradictory? Do not answer Ksil, a fool, in his foolishness. Ignore a fool. Uksiven, it says, anexil kivaltoi. Answer a fool. So either you answer a fool or you don't answer him. So Gemara Kasha depends. When it comes to Torah, make sure you answer him, even if he asks a foolish question. Like these people shouldn't learn from his foolish question in Torah. When it comes to things that are not related to Torah, so then you ignore him. For instance, Zog Gemara, ki ho dahuda osla kamei Rab Ami. The Rebbe, there was a person came from the Rebbe. Omale, he told him, ishtecha, your wife is ishti, is my wife. That means she was mezana with me. Ubonecha, and your children are my children. That means they're mamzerim. Ubonecha bonai. Omale, so what did he do? He ignored him. You know how he ignored him? Omale, he told him, Ritzoincha shtishcha kosher yain, would you like a cup of wine? So you don't answer a fool. He changed the subject. He said, you would like a cup of wine. Shosa, the person drank, upoka, and his body exploded, and he died. And the reason I saw brought down is because kol ha-poisel b'muma poisel. He was poisel Rabbi as if his wife was mezana and his children mamzerim. That means he himself must be a mamzer. And the mamzer, the Gemara says loichaya. The mamzer, the Gemara says, a mamzer usually doesn't live because we don't want his offspring to have a continuation in kol yisrael. And that's why he's poka. So Gemara similarly, how the osla kameh de Rabbi Chiya, someone came from Rabbi Chiya, omale imcha ishti, your mother is my wife. Va'ato b'ni, and you're my son. That means you're a mamzer. Omalei, so he told him, would you like a cup of wine? That's how you answer a fool. First of all, you stop the conversation right then and there. If you just ignore it and talk about something else. Shosa upoka, similarly. Omer Reb Chiya, ahanalei tzlusa l'Rebbe. Rebbe's tefillas helped him. That his children should not be mamzerim, should not be accused as mamzerim, right? The Rebbe Kavamatzi, when he finished davening, he said, "Omar yirotzim ofenecha Hashem lekenu shetatzleni hayoyim azeponim umeazusponim." Azeponim means someone who accuses you as being a mamzer, and azusponim. B'divetera mahi, what does it mean? B'divetera, you don't ignore a fool and you answer him. And Rabbi Gamliel dashed as follows. When it comes to Yemois HaMashiach, a woman is going to give birth every single day. She'll conceive and she'll give birth. Yachdov. All in one day. Legal of all of us, a Talmud. So a Talmud started laughing. He said, what do you mean? How could you give birth, conceive and give birth the same day? Omar, so he said, no, this is not something new. We already find this in this world. Enkel chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. How could it be? Omar lei, boy verecho. I'll show you that it exists in this world. It's not something new. Why? Erecho dugmosim v'olam hazeh. In this world, we find similarity. Nofak achveli tanegoilis. He showed him a tanegoilis. Look at a tanegoilis. Look, a tanegoilis lays an egg every day. So it lays an egg every day. We see similarly, a human can conceive and give birth every day. So we see when it comes to Torah, don't ignore. You show him that it makes sense. In the future, the fruit trees will bring forth fruit every day. Just like the branches are there every day, so do the fruits every day. Even when you pluck it, legal of all of us, Talmud, the Talmud started laughing. He said, how's it possible? Oh my, we don't find anything new under the sun. How can it be such a new entity? I'll show you something similar in this world. He showed him the tzlaf tree. The tzlaf is the Casper tree. And the Casper tree has fruits that are there every day. In the future, when Mashiach comes, it will bring forth gluskois with clay milas. It will bring forth cakes that will grow and clay milas and wool and all types of finished products that are made out of wool. Shenemar yihi pisas bar be'eretz. Legal of all of his Talmud, the Talmud started laughing. He said, how is that possible? I'll show you something similar in this world. Why? He showed him mushrooms. Take a look at the big mushrooms that are growing in the wild. They look like they have cakes. They look like the top looks like cakes. It looks like breads that are growing. And also, if you look at the bark, at the hairs, it looks like clay milas. It looks like wool that is growing. He showed him the barkoira, the sieve that is like a lavush that grows around the dekel, the palm tree, which is also looks like sweaters that are growing, meaning clothing and clay milas. So he showed him, similarly in this world, you have cakes that look like cakes or clothing, clay milas, tzemer, that grows. And the reason is because koyde machet, what does it mean, oilam habet? It's going to be like that in the next world. Because koyde machet, it was a complete world. The world was bishle musoy. That means you did not need a person to make cakes and to make clothing. It was all oilam hasholem. So that's why it's going to be la'osid lova yemoisa mashiach. It'll be back to the tikkun of oilam hasholem. So that's why Eretz Yisrael is going to bring forth cakes that are going to grow. You don't have to bake them and grind them and make the flour and the mill. It's going to be ready-made, and likewise, clay milas when it comes to clothing. That's how the Haflor and Ksubis Daf Kufyud Aleph Amid Beis explains this phenomenon that the Gemara describes. It's because it will be an Olam HaSholem. We don't need the Tikkun of the Odom anymore, so that's why it will all be a finished product, like it was Koyde Machet. Now, the Legabed in the Kudov, Ein Ben Yemois HaMashiach L'Olam Haba El Shibud Malchiyos, So that's also not shver according to this Gemara, because we're saying the etzim we have in this world to a certain degree. We have such a precedence in this world in a similar aspect. Tanagol is lays an egg every day, and all the other things that we find that take place in this world too. Okay, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Lamed Amud Beis, the end of the Gemara.